This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Speed Queen, Home Advisor, Lowe's Iris, Home Depot, Pavestone, and Quikrete. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you with your home improvement, your decor projects. Give us a call right now. What are you working on? We want to hear about it at 888 Money Pit, or you can post your question online right now to the community page at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, do you want to finish a space that's below grade? Maybe it's so hot you're kind of hanging out in the basement now. It's kind of catch a little bit of chillier temperature. And if you want to finish that space, though, you got to be careful, because what happens with below grade spaces? They get damp, they get wet. So you got to choose the materials carefully. We're going to tell you what you need to know about finding materials that can survive that environment and look beautiful to boot.
That's right. And since your basement is a cool place to go, what's the other place we like to enjoy during the summer months? Your outdoor spaces. And outdoor living is more popular than ever, and it's causing a big uptick in the number of people who want to build out their patios by adding built-in barbecues, fire pits, and even outdoor kitchens. We're going to have tips on how to tackle those projects in a bit.
So let's get to it. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
Rick in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
When our house was built, in place of the usual wooden boards that are used to trim around the edges of the roofs and around the bottom of the house, they use a plastic composite type material.
Okay.
And it's used in place of wood, and it, you know, maintenance-free, lasts forever, that kind of stuff. With the exception that any place this wood is, this composite material is cut, it becomes kind of a haven for mold and mildew. And you get green growth there, and you spend a lot of time and effort continually pressure washing to clean it out. So what I'm looking for is some means of sealing. Is there some way of sealing this to prevent this mold growth on what is otherwise a maintenance-free material?
Well, if it's composite, it may be a product called AZEK, A-Z-E-K, and that's paintable. And so you could, you know, paint those areas, and that might tend to seal it in a bit more. Because I think what you're saying is that the cut areas are probably more absorbent than the surface areas, and so you're getting a little more moisture. Maybe it's a trap. There's a little rougher surface there. It might be a trap for dirt that feeds mildew or algae and that sort of thing. So what comes to mind right away is that you simply could paint it. But, of course, you know what comes after paint? Repaint.
Exactly. It takes away the maintenance-free aspect of it. But is
exactly.
There a type of paint that would be more conducive or last longer, like an epoxy-type paint or something like that?
Not for surface like that. No, you would just use an exterior paint, and you would probably prime it first.
So it wouldn't be latex. It would be an enamel?
No, you would use a 100% acrylic latex paint. That's what AZEK recommends be used. And, you know, you also might want to take a look at Sherwin-Williams for the paint manufacturer, because I know that they have paints that are specifically made for vinyl or PVC products, which is what that product is. AZEK is simply an extruded cellular PVC.
Not everybody does this, but some contractors tend to skip the step of filling holes when it comes to a composite trimming. You know, they're like, I can't see it, it's okay. But this could give you the opportunity, if you're going to paint the trim as well, to go ahead and fill any nail holes, and, you know, that'll really give it almost a more natural wood look, you know, the brush strokes. It could be a good thing.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's a great idea.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, now we've got Dorothy in Wisconsin on the line, who has a Wizard of Oz-themed garden and needs some help with her characters. How exciting? Have they blown away many times? Is the house on the witch? What's going on?
Dorothy and my scarecrow have costumes on them, and they're made of cotton, I believe. And I'm looking for a product that is water-repellent and sun-resistant.
I'm not sure about the UV rating, but there are many products that are made for, you know, camping equipment like tents and sleeping bags that you would spray on that makes the fabric water resistant. There's one called Kiwi Camp Dry, and it's a heavy duty waterproofing spray. It's good for tents and boots. I just don't know if they're UV rated, but they definitely do keep things clothing water resistant.
Right. I'm trying to find a product that is also UV protectant.
You know what? If you head on over to the Trek website, and it's actually trek7.com, T-R-E-K-7.com. I just quickly popped over there, and I looked at their Aqua Armor product, and it says it's UV activated.
Oh, I thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Todd in Mississippi on the line, who's got a wood floor that was installed after Katrina, and it's starting to buckle. Welcome, Todd. How can we help you?
Hey, yes, that's exactly right. I had a hardwood floor installed in my home after Katrina. My home was flooded by Katrina, so it was completely gutted. And my home is on a concrete slab, and we actually had professionals come in and install the hardwood floors after Katrina. Close to a year after Katrina had hit. And so, but anyway, we had moved into the house after the flooring had been installed, probably in November of 06, we had moved in and started, you know, living in the house. And about a year into it, after moving back into the house, the floors just started buckling in several different places. And I was unsure why it was doing that.
So this is solid hardwood that was installed on top of a concrete slab?
It's engineered hardwood. It's over a concrete slab. And, of course, before they installed it over the slab, they had used the Bostik's Best adhesive and put all of that down. And it's supposed to have the moisture barrier and what have you built into the adhesive. But after a year of probably, you know, living in the house, we noticed different areas that started buckling. Actually, some were worse than others, and it's just only gotten worse.
Do we know that this is swelling and not any movement of the floor that's causing this?
I think it's just swelling. I don't think there's any moving of the floor. I mean, in most areas, it seems pretty intact and tight. And a friend of mine had, you know, said, well, maybe they didn't leave enough space in between the walls. And, you know, we checked that. And, of course, there's enough gap in between the walls, you know, for, you know, natural expansion and what have you with, you know, levels of humidity. But it's actually, you know, buckled in quite a few places. In some areas, I mean, you almost trip over it. It's buckled so bad.
Yeah, and I'm surprised to hear that, because engineered hardwood is supposed to be dimensionally stable. It's not supposed to do what it's doing. Did you, by any chance, reach out to the manufacturer for any suggestions as to why this might be happening?
No, I have not. Actually, I have not done that. And I didn't know if I should reach out to them. Or also, I didn't know as far as on the Bostik's Best, because it was supposed to have the built-in moisture barrier as well, and so I didn't really know who to reach out to. But
I would start with the floor manufacturer. But look, the answer I'm going to give you is the answer you don't want to hear, and that is it's not repairable. This is a situation where you're going to have to cut the floor out and start again.
Okay, well, that's not necessarily the news I wanted to hear, but I mean, I can start there, and I can, like I said, I can get with the manufacturer and check on that.
Todd, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Give us a call now for the answer to your home improvement question at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. Home Advisor makes it fast and easy to find top-rated home pros that you can trust for any home improvement project. And if you're a service pro looking to grow your business and connect with project-ready homeowners, you should be checking out homeadvisor.com, too.
Still ahead, would you love to finish your below-grade space but don't know which materials can survive the dampness? We'll review the options for basement floors that can take it next.
You live in a money pit.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about, but unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT, MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find trusted home improvement pros for any project at homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor.
If you'd like to enjoy quality, good-tasting water all summer long, you got to check out the water quality solutions at the Home Depot. We've been talking about all the fantastic products they have to help improve the taste and clarity of your water for a while now. And we're also giving away some of these same products. This hour, we're going to be featuring the Brita 10-cup filtered water pitcher and pitcher replacement filters. These reduce chlorine taste and odor, zinc, copper, mercury, and cadmium. And they have an advanced filtration system with activated carbon and an ion exchange resin. It's a BPA-free pitcher. It's got an easy fill, lock and lid, and a comfort grip handle, available at the Home Depot and HomeDepot.com, worth $50.94. We're going to give out a water quality solution from the Home Depot just like that to one lucky caller. Make that you. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if you can't get through on the phone lines, you can always post your questions at the community page at moneypit.com, and you will be eligible as well.
Now we've got Norma from Delaware on the line, who wants to know what size pipes you need to get good pressure in the bathroom. Norma, that sounds like a personal question. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Okay, I'm going to install a shower panel.
Okay.
And I, in order to get, you know, good, the right pressure.
Right.
How big do the pipes need to be?
You said you want to install a shower panel. So is this one of these units where it comes in and then fans out to multiple spray heads?
Yeah, the jets, right.
How's your water pressure right now?
Pretty good. Yeah. Well, my house is about 8 years old.
Oh, if it's only 8 years old and you have pretty good water pressure, you should be okay with this. I will say, though, that the water pressure coming out of multiple shower heads is not going to be as invigorating as coming out of a single shower head. So it's going to give you good coverage, but it may not be as strong. And I don't think there's much that you can do about that. If you've got normal street pressure, that's how those shower panel units are designed to work. But just be mindful that it's not likely to be as strong when it's going to come out of multiple heads, because you basically just need more water to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I inquired with the builder, and he told me that from the basement to the shower floor, I have 3-quarter pipes. Mm-hmm. And then from the floor to the shower head, half an inch.
And that's typical. That's typical. So, you know, that doesn't change anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're planning a basement makeover, the number one question that you should be asking yourself when you're choosing materials for that basement space is, does this dry out? You know, carpet, for example, the answer there is no, yet everybody seems to think that carpet is the best choice for a basement space. We know it really does warm up the space. It feels great on your footsies, but it will hold all that moisture, and then it becomes a breeding ground for allergens like dust, mold, mildew. I promise, no matter how dry your basement is, it's still going to get damp.
You know what loves to live in carpet in the basement? Dust, mites. They've got everything they need to survive, right? So just don't do it. And with some of the new finishes available, you know, you might want to think about just plain old concrete. Now, it's not just going to look like a garage floor, right? Because you can get concrete that's stained or stamped. You can have beautiful finishes. The epoxy finishes are gorgeous. You can put a couple of area rugs on top of that, not carpet, not wall to wall, but just an area rug that you could easily, you know, roll up and clean now and again, and it really can work well. Another good option is laminate floor. Laminate floor can take that kind of dampness, plus it can look like wood or vinyl or tile or marble, and it's really, really durable. So if it's a playroom, perfect choice.
Yeah, now another option for those basement spaces is hardwood flooring, but not that kind of hardwood flooring that you put in the spaces above grade. For a basement, you can use engineered hardwood. Now, you've probably heard that term before, and it's real hardwood, but it's made of so many layers, so it kind of looks like plywood. And then the topmost layer is actually the wood that you select and the finish you select, so it looks really pretty, but it's structurally and dimensionally stable, which makes it perfect for a below-grade space.
Now, of course, tile is always a favorite, but if you install it, remember the floor has to be really, really flat because tile doesn't bend. It cracks, so make sure it's nice and flat. Use a good installer for that. You could also think about linoleum. Now, that's an old favorite that's kind of coming back for a lot of good reasons. It's a sustainable product because it's made of linseed oil, it doesn't emit toxins, and it really is available in rich, bold, and beautiful colors. So lots of options for basement floors. Just choose them carefully because they've got to stand up to that dampness.
Jason and I was dealing with some asbestos removal, a topic I'm very familiar with these days. Jason, what's going on at your money pit?
Well, we bought a house, and in the basement, the ductwork has crumbling asbestos tape around all the seams. And I didn't know it was asbestos at first. A gentleman, a friend of mine, kind of told me that it was, which was good to know because I would have just started tearing it off there. But I know that it can be dangerous. And I've been told to put on a good HEPA filter mask and wet the filters and such, and you can take it off and wear gloves and be careful. But is that really the case? I mean, do I have to legally hire a professional to come in and remove something like that?
It's definitely a smart thing to do, Jason, because the problem with asbestos is it's very, very fine. It's finer than smoke. If you were to release asbestos particles, and assuming there was no wind, it would take 8 hours for them to hit the floor. That's how fine they are. So what you're seeing is only part of the problem. What you're physically seeing, those chunks, is only part of it. This is a situation where you really can't do it yourself.
Yeah, and the other part of the equation is the disposal. You know, it's like you can't just take it and put it in a trash bag and stick it outside. I'm in the process of having, you know, asbestos shingles removed from my home on the exterior, and they have to be not only properly taken down and, you know, packed up in a certain manner, but they have to be completely like driven off to another state and certified that they've been disposed of in a proper manner. Now, I'm sure with just the tape wrapping the piping, that's not going to be the extreme case there, but you do have to make sure that it's disposed of properly. You don't want to get in any trouble.
And by the way, Jason, you know, you can't visually identify asbestos. So the very first thing you should do is to have a sample of the material tested to confirm that it is, in fact, asbestos.
And who would do that?
An asbestos lab. Leslie, you just had asbestos testing done. Who did you use for that? Was it a local lab?
It was a local company that, you know, also does the removal. But there are several companies. I would just, you know, look locally at asbestos removal. And it was fairly simple. And the test took about 2 days. And it gives you a percentage of asbestos found in the item. And I mean, it's interesting.
Well, thanks so much for your time. And hopefully it won't be too costly that I have to call it a money pit.
Okay, Jason. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, did you guys hear about this new awesome sweepstakes that we're doing with Speed Queen? That's right. We've got the Speed Queen Lovin' My Laundry sweepstakes happening right now. And you can enter at lovinmylaundry.com. And that's L-O-V-I-N, mylaundry.com. And get this. We've got two grand prizes up for grabs. And those grand prize winners are going to receive a Speed Queen washer dryer set. Now, that includes the delivery and the hookup. And it's worth over $2,000.
Now, that is a reason to love your laundry, two brand new Speed Queen machines. Do you know that over 25 years, the average homeowner does more than 10,000 loads of laundry? Pretty sure you do more than that, though, Leslie, with those two boys.
They are so messy. No one told you that. Like, no one says, hey, you've got boys, you're going to be doing more laundry than you ever thought in your entire life.
Well, the problem is that the machines don't last, but Speed Queen, not an average machine. They've got over 100 years of commercial reliability, extreme factory testing, and really the best industry warranty. So those machines are going to last 2 to 3 times longer than other brands. That's a big load off your mind. So it would be fantastic for us to send out a set of Speed Queen washers and dryers to you and you, because we've got two to give away.
You know, not feeling like the luckiest person, thinking you're worth the grand prize? Well, there's 10 first prize winners, and they're going to get laundry gift baskets, including the basket, clothespins, laundry sack, and a $200 Amazon gift card. And we've also got up for grabs 40 runner-up prizes. And those runner-ups are going to get a $50 Amazon gift card. So you can get all the laundry detergent you need probably for the whole year.
So let's do the math. We got 40 runner-up prizes, 10 first-place prizes, and 2 grand prizes.
That's a lot of prizes.
That's 52 prizes going out for the Love & My Laundry sweepstakes. Enter now, loveandmylaundry.com. You got nothing to lose and a lot of laundry to get done to gain. Loveandmylaundry.com. Coming up, have you ever thought about building out your outdoor patio by adding perhaps a barbecue pit, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen? We're going to tell you how next.
888 Money Pit.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business, because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, today, outdoor living is more popular than ever and it's causing a big uptick in the number of people who want to build out their patios by adding beautiful built-in barbecues, fire pits, and even outdoor kitchens.
Bill Carew is the VP of Marketing for Pavestone and joins us now with info on a new product called Split Rock that helps you do all of that with ease. It's a system that combines a natural rough texture with the ability to stack the rocks to form lots of really super cool outdoor structures. Bill, this is like, you know, the dream Lego for adults, right?
That's exactly right. It's building on the experience we had and the great reception we had for our Rumblestone line of products, which is a smooth face tumble block that looks like weathered cut stone. And Split Rock is a completely different look. It's got a rougher, more rustic face on the blocks, and it really shows off the veining when you split the block, and really looks like natural stone. But of course, has the big advantage that it's manufactured to exact specifications, which makes these blocks very easy to stack up and build all sorts of creative structures with.
And that's the key. It's modular construction. So once you have the different units, the number of things you can construct with this, there's really no limit. Now, I've seen some fire pits built with this, very easy to do by corralling these in an arch. I've seen you use these to kind of stack up and enclose a barbecue, which makes it look like someone built a big masonry structure around it, but it really was just these blocks that stacked up, and it looks really super attractive. What are some of the other uses that folks are doing with these modular products like Split Rock and Rumblestone?
Well, we've got a range in applications, as you mentioned, from the very simple projects like a fire pit, and we're not mortaring these blocks. They're glued together with polyurethane construction adhesive. So this is very fast. You can build a fire pit with two people in 10 minutes, something that will be very durable and will be the concrete stronger 10 years from now than it is today. There's simple projects like that, and we have much more extensive projects, up to including fireplaces, which consume about 10,000 pounds of concrete. So this is a very substantial 7-foot-wide, 7-foot-high structure. And in Split Rock and Rumblestone, we're on the cusp of rolling out a very exciting system to make this outdoor kitchen really a reachable thing for the DIYer. Previously, that ends up frequently with contractors and a lot of expense and internal frames and external veneers, and things just get very complicated. And we've worked out a number of very exciting modular designs to use either of these blocks to build built-in grills, refrigerators, external burners, other elements of an outdoor kitchen in the layout that you want, but sort of taking Legos up to the next level. We'll take a grill module and connect it to a refrigerator module and connect that to an angle. And you can sort of reposition these things on a piece of paper and decide what the best configuration for your setup is, and then generate a layer-by-layer build plan to stack the blocks up and make that all happen.
Bill, this is like Minecraft for adults.
A bit.
I mean, it's really what it sounds like. You know, my children are obsessed with Minecraft. They're using different blocks to build different structures and design different things. And that's exactly what the Split Rock is. Now, what you've designed is so beautifully crafted. Tell me a little bit about the coloration process, because there are so many color blends that you can use to really enhance your yard, your landscape, you know, the exterior of your home. How is that coloration process done? Do we ever need to touch it up, or will it always look that good?
No, that color is integral. So the color is mixed into the concrete. We use inorganic iron oxide pigments, and those are color fast. Unlike organic pigments, they don't fade, even with extended UV exposure. So that color is permanent, and it's throughout the material. It's not on the surface of the material. It's a very durable, very long-lasting material. It's not going to weather. It's not going to rot. It's going to hold up for years and years, and concrete, may not know, but concrete actually gets stronger over time. That Portland cement continues to hydrate over a long period of time, and it just becomes stronger and stronger as the years go by.
We're talking to Bill Carew. He is the Senior Vice President of Marketing for Pavestone, which now has a beautiful new product out called Split Rock, that allows you to build pretty much any outdoor structure you'd like to on top of your patio or in the middle of your lawn, like a fire pit, outdoor kitchen, surround your barbecue, you name it, you can build it with this very modular product. Bill, you also have a Pavestone app. What does that bring to the table?
We do. It's a simple app that just allows you to flip through our product portfolio and get an idea of the wide variety of blocks we offer for many applications, including edgers, retaining wall blocks, paving stones, and then, of course, these outdoor living blocks, which are very handy for making vertical structures.
Bill Carew, the Senior Vice President of Marketing for Pavestone. Thank you so much, Bill, for stopping by the Money Pit, and best of luck with the new Split Rock product. I've seen it. It's absolutely beautiful, and if you've got a project that you'd like to create to enhance your outdoor living, take a look at the Split Rock product at pavestone.com. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks very much.
All right, Bill, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. I bet everybody's super excited to get started on their patio projects. I mean, you make it sound so easy.
Just ahead, if you live in an area where you have hard water, you know it pretty much makes everything hard inside when it comes to cleaning. I mean, your clothes, your countertops, and even you. Well, there's a simple plumbing-free solution that can help. We'll tell you all about it next.
The Money Pit is presented by HomeAdvisor.com. Find top-rated home pros you can trust. And if you're a service pro looking to grow your business and connect with project-ready homeowners, check out HomeAdvisor.com.
You live in a Money Pit.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement.
LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
The Money Pit is presented by ADT, the security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. At ADT, we know your security is only as strong as the people who are backing you up. For 24/7 monitoring and peace of mind, visit ADT.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by HomeAdvisor.com. You can find top-rated home improvement pros that you can trust. And if you're a local pro who wants to grow your business, HomeAdvisor is the easy way to get connected with project-ready homeowners.
888-666-3974. What are you working on? We want to help.
Now we've got Kathleen in Illinois on the line, and she's got a question about a vaulted ceiling. What can we do for you?
I'm calling about a renovation project that we are trying to do on a three-season sun porch. And it's like a 12 by 27 room. We did tackle doing window replacement by ourselves, and we managed to do that. They're vinyl clad windows that tilt in kind and everything. But the ceiling right now is like 12 inch tiles that are like, they seem to be glued up to the ceiling. They're not on a grid system, you know, they're just up there. And we want to put faux tin ceilings. And we're wondering if that's a project that we could tackle, or is that something best left to professionals, or, we're looking for your advice. We had some damage from rain on the roof, and we've had the roof replaced. But I even, like, painted over where the water stains were with that Zinsser stain stop. Right. And you can still see that. You know, it did not cover it. So we need to change the ceiling.
Hey, you know, they make these tiles that are a drop ceiling type of a tile that looks just like tin. Have you seen those, Kathleen?
Yes, we have. And we thought that those were very cool. And we didn't know, like, do you think just like, liquid nails or something to put it up over these existing tiles?
What's underneath the tiles? Plywood sheathing?
I don't know. It feels really solid, when you push out.
I would try to figure out what's underneath it. You could take some pieces of the old tiles apart, see how thick that is. I would prefer to have a mechanical attachment like a staple or something like that than just simply the glue. The glue's okay.
I mean, I would use liquid nails and something else.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't think it would, like, I don't want it to look uneven, how they... You see sometimes those grid systems where the tiles kind of, droop and swoop and look.
No, if it's done really well, it looks great. I mean, we've seen them at really high-end decor showrooms where you have some really upscale decorating done, and they look fantastic.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project, Kathleen, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you live in an area where hard water is a problem, there's a new product at the Home Depot that can really help you out. It's called the Scale Blaster Electronic Water Conditioner, and it's an innovative computerized water conditioning system that solves hard water problems without the need of chemicals, salt, or even maintenance. I mean, it doesn't get any easier.
Yeah, and installation is pretty much a do-it-yourself project because there's no plumbing required, and I love that. You're not even going to get wet putting this thing together, right? Now, the way it works is interesting because it prevents the lime scale from forming and it removes it from existing deposits forever because it has a signal that actually hits the calcium molecules that are in the water and that stops them from sticking together. I think of these as sort of magnetic, right? Where positive sides, repel, and if they're opposite, they attract. It kind of makes them all positive, right? So they just sort of float out there in the water. They don't stick together, and that makes the hard water pretty much a moot point.
That is true. And I think when we talk about hard water, it's really the limescale deposits that are causing the poor water pressure, the formation of soap scum. It all can increase your water heating expenses and give you a lack of hot water. I mean, all of it really just makes for a pretty uncomfortable water experience in your home. I've even had it in hotels when I've been traveling with all of my home makeover shows. And you know it if you've got hard water. It just feels weird. So that Scale Blaster really will help you out. It's going to protect your appliances, and it's going to make everything operate a lot more efficiently.
Yep. Now, the Scale Blaster electronic water conditioner is available for $179 at the Home Depot and HomeDepot.com, which is your source for a comprehensive set of water quality solutions.
David in Mississippi is on the line with some cracks in the foundation. Tell us what's going on.
My house is 8 years old or 9 years old this year, but I got ceramic tile, and it keeps cracking my ceramic tile.
So we're talking about cracks in the floor, David?
Yes. I hadn't seen none in the walls or nothing. I just in the floors with ceramic tile. And it's in different rooms, too, so I know it's more than one crack. The only thing I can think is stress cracks from the concrete foundation.
Well, it may or it may not be. Now, when you put ceramic tile on a concrete floor like that, and especially in a large surface, there is an isolation membrane that works well to go down in between the concrete and the tile, and that helps to prevent the condition that you're seeing. Unfortunately, there's no easy fix for this. There's no inexpensive way to stop a floor from cracking if potentially it was installed improperly to begin with. The only general advice we can give you is to make sure you try to keep it as dry as possible down there, because moisture is going to make the slab move more.
Well, let me ask you a question. What if I took the ceramic tile up and put some hardwood floors in?
Well, you couldn't put solid hardwood floor because the moisture will cause it to warp. But what you could put in is engineered hardwood floor. And in fact, if you wanted to put engineered hardwood floor in, you don't really have to take the ceramic tile up. You can leave it down there and just go on top of it, because it's not connected to the floor. It pretty much rides. It's a floating floor. It rides right on that surface. You'd put down a very thin underlayment underneath it. It's a very thin foam-like underlayment, like maybe a quarter inch thick. Then the boards are snapped together, and they sit on top of that. And you just leave a gap at the edges of the room.
Okay, I sure appreciate it. I listen to y'all show all the time. Sure appreciate all the information I get from y'all.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, are you looking to take on a painting project and you want to make sure it comes out right the first time? Well, there's just three things to do. Get ready, write it down. Preparation, preparation, preparation. I know it all sounds familiar, but it really does make a big difference. We're going to tell you how to get that done quickly after this.
You live in a body pit.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Money Pit is presented by ADT, the security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. At ADT, we know your security is only as strong as the people who are backing you up. For 24/7 monitoring and peace of mind, visit ADT.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit. Hey, give us a call right now with your home improvement question at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor.
All right, you guys, you can always call in your question to 888-MONEY-PIT, but you can also post your question online at the community section. And I've got one here that Marianne posted, and she says, I'm about to tackle my first interior painting project and don't want to wind up with the same rough-looking results I've seen in other homes. What painting prep steps do I need to take to make sure my interior painting project turns out well?
Great question. Three things you need to do, all prep. First, you want to clean the surfaces. That's really the first step. Now, you can use liquid sandpaper. You can use a trisodium phosphate solution, which you can mix up. You'll find that in the paint aisle, home centers and hardware stores. Clean those walls really good. Then you want to smooth everything out. If you got any nail pops, you got any dings or dents in the wall, fill those holes and cracks. Give it a thorough sanding. Then you got to mask everything. Mask everywhere you don't want the paint to appear and leave it there until the paint is dry and you will be good to go. Good luck, Marianne.
Yeah, you know what? She's halfway there with just wanting to do prep work so that it comes out nice. I mean, really, good job, Marianne.
Got to own up to the problem. Well, would you like a one-of-a-kind kitchen, but you don't have a big budget? Leslie's got tips on how you can get that great look for a very small price in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, you're so good at getting these things done on a dime.
Well, I've had a lot of experience with getting design projects done with practically little to no money. So you come up with some creative solutions sometimes, and you really have to. You know, I always find that I think for somebody to really enjoy the design and feel like a space belongs to them is to make the design process your own. Know what you like, know how you use the space, and then find ways to bring the things you like into that space. Now, when it comes to the kitchen, you want it to be beautiful, but I feel like everything in the kitchen starts to add up and becomes really expensive, especially if you're doing like a full-blown renovation. So if you're looking for ways to bring in your personality without spending a ton of money, whether it's a full renovation or a small little update, think about these kinds of things. Now, if you're using traditional tile for your backsplash and it's getting up there in the price range and you're kind of stuck because there's so many choices and it's expensive, tile can be expensive, why not use a vinyl wallpaper for your backsplash instead? Now, here's the benefits of it. It's affordable. You're not going to need that much. There's some really beautiful vinyl papers that will be durable, washable, super easy to apply. It stands up to heat and humidity, and so many color and pattern and texture options that you're going to find something that works for you. And your kitchen isn't going to look like anybody else's on the block. Now, you can find the designs that will complement your countertops or your cabinet. Now, the vinyl paper isn't that easy to cut because it's so thick and it's vinyl coat and it's made to be durable. So a matte knife, a blade, super sharp scissors, those are going to be your friends when it comes to putting up the wallpaper. And it's pretty easy to install because vinyl's not going to stick to vinyl. So you want to make sure you make your cuts within a half an inch overlay. You've got to move the papers around until you get it where you want, and then use special vinyl to vinyl adhesive that you can order online or at any wallpaper store. Now, if you go with something a little crazy that you just love, don't worry. It's not that difficult to take down, but you'll want to take it down if you plan on selling the house. But while you're living there, live it up. Go crazy. Make it your own, because the only people you have to please are the residents of that house, and that's you guys. And you know what you like.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Speaking of saving a few bucks, you know, it is midsummer, right? But pretty soon the fall will be here and you're going to start to pay those high heating bills again. If you've thought about replacing your windows, the total replacement option, of course, it's pretty attractive, but it's also pretty expensive. We're going to have tips, though, on how you can actually restore and reclaim at least a good part of the energy efficiency in the process. We'll have all those options on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.